as I said. You know I love you, baby, and I don't wanna go to court. I'm just trying to stop my stomach from screwing my back on a nice support. I got to have this support. Yeah. Every year of my life, I need this summer to rule. Pork chops, yeah.
Yeah. There you be with that, Grady Martin with a pork chop stomp. Before that, Too Much Pork for Just One Fork by Southern Culture on the Skids. Pork Chop by John Spencer Blue. Well, actually, that was Heavy Thrash. That was John Spencer with Heavy Thrash. Everything started off with the Dorsets doing pork chops. Pork chops, hardly anybody makes pork chops anymore. You know, you go back to like 40s, 50s, 60s. Hey, what are we having? We're having pork chops. You know, you go to a restaurant, there'd be pork chops. I hardly see pork chops anywhere. You know, they kind of made it all bacon now. You know, bacon's like the thing. And I do like bacon, but I like bacon only one way. I like bacon so burnt up, you can't even imagine that ever was an animal. You know, it's just some kind of like piece of like just burnt, like almost like a stick, almost like chewing on a hickory stick. That's the kind of bacon I like. But I remember the last time I had pork chops is kind of wacky. People I know invited me over and said, hey, we're going to have you over for a big pork chop dinner. I'm like, pork chop dinner? Who does pork chop dinner? I don't know if it was around the holiday or something. So they had, and these pork chops were absolutely delicious. It was great. I said, wow, I should have pork chops more often. These pork chops are delicious. So after the pork chop meal, can I interest you in the pyramid scheme? It was there to get me to get into a pyramid scheme, which I thought was not cool. You know, it's just like, even though we're doing a pyramid, and this is kind of a pyramid scheme. I should do a pyramid on the pyramid schemes, because pyramid schemes go way back, you know, not just like Primerica, but like Amway was one of the first pyramid schemes. You know, I heard this funny joke like this, Pharaoh, he gets two of his friends to make pyramids, then they get two of their friends to make pyramids, then they get two of their friends to make pyramids. And he said that was the first pyramid scheme. These pharaohs trying to get each other to make pyramids. But we're almost all out of the pyramids. We got next week, we're doing the pyramid of nutrition. And that has changed a bit over the years. But I still like the traditional pyramid of nutrition. Whole bunch of grains at the bottom. Next one up is a bunch of vegetables. Then you got your fruits. Then you got your meat, which is today. It's all meat, fish, and poultry. That is today. And then next week is going to be dairy, which will be all songs about milk and cheese and maybe some ice cream. That sounds good. And then the following week after that is the sweets. And on top of the sweets, on top of the whole pyramid, is beer. We're going to do a whole show on what I consider to be the essential food at the top of the pyramid, and that is ye olde beer. That's right. Man may not live by bread alone. He needs beer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Should tell you a thing, shouldn't I? It's about that time. I should tell you a thing. Let's see here. Secure the future of your children. Put them in a car seat. And then you can even put them in a car. I just think keep your kids safe and just put them in a car seat no matter where they are. Children are such a valuable asset. Never let your kid out of a car seat. Ever. You know? He wants to go outside to play. You know, put him in your car seat. Set him outside. Let him get some fresh air. You know? You want to go for a ride? Put him in the car seat. And go for a walk around the block? Goes in the car seat. Up! This car seat has a hole in the bottom of it that makes a great toilet for the child. So remember, use the right car seat. Never take your child out of a car seat. Car seat can save his life. Mm-hmm. If you have difficulty seeing the words on the page, then you probably can't read this PSA. But there's talking books from the Library of Congress. I think they're probably still talking books. 1-888-675-READ. There you go. So I got that all. I should tell you about some shows on the station other than this ridiculous thing I got going on here. What do we got here? The Lab, new sounds discovered weekly in the lab Mondays at 3. Now, are you going to listen to that show? Nah, not really. I'm not going to listen to that show. A lot of shows on the station. A lot of shows on the station. You know. Wow, there's sure a lot of shows. Tower of Babel. Are you insane? Are you out of your mind? Tower of Babel, Tuesdays at 4. Now, I would listen to that show. And this one, the Deep Blues Hour. What's better than an hour of classic blues and traditional blues music? 2 hours. That's right. Even though it's called the blues hour, it's a two blues hours. It's two blues hours. Join Steve every Monday, 5 to 7, for 2 hours of classic blues on this here station. And you know you got the Zombo repeat show, the encore show, Mondays 9 to noon. I can't believe they gave me a 9 to noon here. 9 to noon. And I might replay a show from 20 years ago. I might replay this show. It all depends. I kind of used to go all over the joint. Just kind of make it like a hodgepodge. Sadly, when I play a repeat show, they say it's better than the new ones. Like while I was gone, I was on vacation. I played all my old Halloween shows. People are like, oh my God, these shows are so good. Yeah, that show's 11 years old. Are you still doing radio? That kills me. You still doing radio? Why? And there will be a time where I am not on this station. Nothing lasts forever, you know? But I just think it's just crazy. People are like, yeah, I used to listen to you. You're still doing that? I listened to you when I was 11 years old. 11 is obviously the funny number. You got to use funny numbers. 11 is a funny number. 12, not so much. 9's funny. 8, not so funny. 11's the funniest number. I think 11 is the funniest number. That's just me. I just think it's a funny number, 11. Or as they called it, 1-teen. Why don't they call it 1-teen? You know, there's 10. There's 13. Why not 2-teen? Why isn't there 1-teen and 2-teen? It's not. Why is there 11 and 12? It should be 1-teen and 2-teen. My thing is, it's just, this makes no sense. I kill me. Oh. Hey, you want to hear some more music? You don't! You don't want to hear any more music. I got 45 minutes to go. Luckily, there's no show following me. I really always dread that. Because what happens is either like another community member comes in, most likely it's a student that comes in, and I have to really worry about the last 10, 15 minutes of my show. You know, they're coming in, they're listening. I guess they might be listening to what I'm doing, but I have to transition the show to their show. So I have to find something like at the end of my show that doesn't make them like want to like tell like any of their friends to listen to the show, because I don't want anybody to listen. I really just do this for me and you. Just me and you. That's the only reason I do that. And special shout out to Bugs and Bun. Oh, man. Two of my favorite radio listeners, Bugs and Bun. I would highly recommend the movie that they gave me to watch called Three Identical Strangers. And it's all about, you have to see this movie, Three Identical Strangers. Really good movie. Thank you, Bugs and Bun, for Three Identical Strangers. And I haven't watched the other movie they got me yet. But their taste in film is pretty outstanding, I got to say. You know, that's one thing I can say about living here in Pittsburgh. I could not do this show anywhere else on this earth. Only in Pittsburgh. You know, I tried to do this show in Akron. I was on there for a while, but it was on like, you know, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock on a Sunday. And, you know, it was a thing. It was 1 hour. And it was a pretty straight up show. You know, rockabilly, surf, some monster music, maybe tipped in the garage. Did that for a while. Went to, where else did I try this show? Outside of, there's Evergreen College, outside of Olympia. I tried a show there, and Portland. I tried a show in Portland worked because I was on pirate radio in Portland. I was on the Portland Radio Authority, which you had to pay $22, and you had a transmitter downtown. And it was the pirate radio station that was going on for years until it got popular. And then somebody on the radio station did an interview with the newspaper and told them where the pirate station was. The FCC saw that and shut the station down the next week. So Portland, it kind of worked out a little bit. And then I was on WBCQ. I was on shortwave radio for a while, which is nice. And every now and then they might play one of my shows. I do not know. I love being on BCQ because there's like people from like, you know, Texas and this and that. And it's always one or two people. That's one thing I really like. You get those one or two like musical lone wolves, you know, that pretty much have just been fed up with everything. they've ever heard on the radio. Radio is just horrible. And, you know, it's not challenging. And radio has to really go above and beyond now, because you can listen to anything you want on Spotify. You can listen to anything you want on Amazon Music. You can tell Alexa to play anything that you ever want to hear. And for the most part, you hear it. But that's why this works. At least for me. It's all over the joint. It makes no sense. It is like this crazy off-the-rails train going through this abyss. Yeah. Here's the Fish. How about some prog rock from you kids? Yes, the Fish. Featuring Chris Squire, amazing bass player. We'll be right back.
on the counter and a big glass door. My Uncle Henry's very famous down the high street, so let me tell you what he's very famous for. He found one day that customers was getting thin. They'd pass his fish and chip shop and they'd not go in. So Uncle stepped outside, threw back his head and cried in a voice as loud as sin. Thank you. Oh, and if you're gold or spats or eight, then it's in gold or soul. Kittles or scampi, plates or skates, make them all by the show. I'll tell you, if you're fresh and newly fried, up to the fingertips, you've never eaten it till you've tried old Henry's fish and chips. Hey! Soon Uncle Henry was attracting a crowd there, all sorts of funny people like you never saw. When they heard me Uncle shouting out aloud there, they came to see what all the blinking noise was for. From Acton Town to Wackney Wick and all around, they flocked to Uncle's like it was a football ground. A fish he didn't sell, but still they paid him well, just to hear this great and new sound. How about that then? Oh, says in numbers quite enormous, and chinless steps and send you up the family tree. When questioned by reporters on his great success, he never makes a speech, he merely says, I guess it's just because me voice is everybody's choice. Would you like to hear it?
Yes!
I thought you might. Oh, and cold, cold, or spats, or eight, filleted Dover sole. Kittles or scampi, plates or skate, mackerel by the shoal. I'll tell you, if you're fresh and newly fried, up to the fingertips, you never eat until you've tried old Henry's fish and chips.
Well, when the broomfish are running, we go out at 5, maybe 5:30 in the morning. I usually get a headache just sitting out there in the cold, you know. I tried aspirin and nothing. But this new stuff you got here, I take a couple of them and the headache's gone. No trouble, gone, just like that. In fact, after I hook a fish, I give him one too. Calms him right down. Terrific stuff.
Can understand just what I mean. All through the week it's just quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house. You don't have to pay that high admission if you're the cook or the waiter or good musician. So if you have to be passing by, drop in on that Saturday night fish fry. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffle and shove till the break of dawn. Now my buddy and me was on the main stem, goofing off just me and him. We thought he wanted to go get something to eat, so we went to a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a cute little chick said,
come in please.
And the food got bad and I smack dab in the middle of a big fish fry. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffle in the shop till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffle in the shop till the break of dawn. Let the joy begin. With
thought it was a good place to stay, cause the party was already on the way. When all of a sudden the lights went low and everybody headed for the front door. Man, I'm so scared I didn't know where to go. I just stood right there and I fell on the floor. The women were jumping and screaming and yelling, and the bottle was flying and the place was smelling, and all above the noise they made, somebody said, "Get out of here, boy, this is a raid." I didn't know I was breaking the law. Somebody reached up and hit me in the jaw. The haters roped off from the front and the back, putting us in the wagon like potato sacks. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffle and shuffle till the break of dawn. Kinda had us all bound in a day's condition. Booked every one of us on suspicion. My gal came down and whipped my bail and got me out that old rotten jail. Now if you wanna have a fist in your eye, just mention Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, don't you never mention a fish to me. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffle and shuffle till the break of dawn. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffle in the shop till the break of dawn.
There you go. The Rockabilly Whitey version of Saturday Night Fish Fry by Eddie and Betty. Before that, we heard Bob McFadden doing Blue Fish, a little thing there. Fish and Chips, Jack Wild. Well, that's the Jack Wild that was in H.R. Puff and stuff. Yeah, Jack Wild. And then we started off with The Fish by Bobby Rydell. So it is the fish section. We're going to get some chicken now. Chicken. That's right. Because right now we're in the food pyramid. We're smack dab in the meat of the pyramid. It is all songs about meat, poultry, and fish. Next week, we're going up the pyramid a notch. And it's all going to be songs about dairy. All songs about cheese, ice cream, milk. Yeah, and then after that, going to be the sweets and oils, mostly sweets. On top of that, man, right at the top of the pyramid of food, it's going to be beer. Whole show on beer, so a couple weeks. Then we're going to do the recap. I feel so good that I got such a long swath of ideas. We're going to finish this up, then we're going to do the recap of the finest music, my music finds of 2025, which usually takes about 3 or 4 weeks, 5 weeks if it's a good year. This might be a thin year, so I think it might only be like 4 weeks. And then we're going to do the seven deadly sins. That's right, a show devoted to each deadly. For the sloth show, I'm probably just going to just have empty air. Just going to sit around and like snore. Just hang out. Speaking of eating, compulsive eaters, man. Compulsive Eaters Anonymous, a local nonprofit organization. You see, I can say that word. I just say organization, to be funny. Sometimes I'm funny like that. That offers help year-round to anyone in the community. It's free. 12-step. See, when they put that 12-step in, that means they throw Jeebus in on that. I think it should be 11 steps. You know, because they always 12 steps is like they throw a Jeebus in there. So that self-help group, anyone that's got a problem with food, weight, eating, being too fat to tend to, or just food-related issues. Compulsive Eaters Anonymous, they got meetings nationwide. This is from 2008, so I don't know what the hell's going on with these folks. But anyhow, CAHOWPA.org. Okay, Compulsive Eaters Anonymous. Somebody should go through and check all these. You know, we could be wasting a lot of valuable airtime. And someone's like, "Oh my God, I got a problem with food. Let me go to this website." Oh, there's nothing here. My life is destroyed. I cannot get any help. That's sad. So that's why this PSA is almost 20 years old. Amazing. Amazing. Let me give us some new PSAs. Well, I think there's some new ones here somewhere. I just don't like the new ones. What's the new PSA? Current PSA. What's a current PSA? Is there any good new ones? Click that and see what I got and see. Nope, doesn't look like anything here that looks of interesting. Trees. This is trees one. Trees. They're not just for supper anymore. What kind of dumb PSA is that? That's craziness. Do you know you support the healthy community? You support local economy? Urban forest activist? That's right. Get active. Whatever, man. Message from the forest. No wonder there's no more forest coalition. They come up with PSAs like, oh, that makes no sense. Maybe if I would have read it right, it might have made sense, but I'm not going to read it right. Tell you about a show on the station? Nah, I'd rather not. Want to play some more music? I only got half an hour to go. And just you and me hanging out, man. Mm-hmm. I'm with your brain here. You can hear these shows for free and download them. Trade them with your friends. That's right. Zombo.world. I got a new website, Zombo.world. And it does all that stuff. Ooh, I don't know if I'll be going back and doing trivia after the first of the year at Spirit, but if I do, I'll let you know. It was a nice run. We did like 15 weeks of trivia, and I ran out of trivia. And I ran out of trivia, so hopefully if they have me do this again, I'll actually have to prep. But I've prepared nothing. So I'm hoping they did not bring trivia back. But it was fun. I really enjoyed doing it. It was really great. But, the gigs don't last forever, man. You know? Like this thing, I'm always surprised that this is, the station is still around. This station should not be. This goes against everything. This whole station defies gravity. It defies the whole radio industry. It defies human existence. This really is like some weird, it's like some weird sea creature at the bottom that nobody knows about. You know, at the bottom of the ocean, they can't even see some of these like sea creatures down there that are just like, what the hell is that thing, man? Oh. I don't know what it is. All right, move on. That's kind of how this station is. Runaway train through the abyss. That's the best way to look at it. You want some more music? Certainly you do. That's what you're here for. You're here for music and excitement. Music, excitement, and enlightenment. And entertainment. And irritainment. Yeah. So, you go with that. You go with that right there. Oh, man, I love this tune. See, that's the thing. I always go for the underdogs. Always like the underdogs. And when you hear this show, you won't hear like, I got to tell you about fish. I forgot to tell you about fish. Speaking of my trivia night, one of my trivia questions was, Rihanna has ichthyophobia, which is a fear of fish. And I knew somebody that had a fear of fish. And they could not even look at a picture, a drawing of a fish, and not feel kind of ill at ease. So that I thought was very interesting, that there's some people that have a phobia that they don't, it's not even that they don't like, you know, eat fish or like fish. They can't even look at fish. I think it's fascinating how the human brain works. You know, it really is fascinating, you know? Certainly is. Can't wait for AI to take over. That's right, man. AI gets in there, and then you hear Zombo in your artificial intelligence. I bet that show's going to be a laugh riot. Zombo in your artificial intelligence. Oh, man. Can't wait for the year 3000 when that show. They get all my Zombo shows. They get all my 30 years of radio, and they put it into an AI machine. They put it into an AI robot, and they make a Zombo in your AI. And that's what they're sitting around the campfire drinking mud puddle water to. They're listening to Zombo in your AI. So it's a show that generates this kind of crazy rants with wacky music from another dimension. Man, I can't wait for the apocalypse. Yippee! Chicken Pecker! King Yusinovich and the Yusinovich Toads! We'll be right back.
chicken plucker. Plucking takes a trick or two. Feed them before you pluck them, that's a thing to do. I'm a chicken plucker, pluck until my work's all through. You can learn to pluck, come watching what I do. When I pluck a chicken, it's understood. There's no better plucker. I really pluck them good. I'm a chicken plucker, plucking since I was a pup. I can pluck them better when I'm standing up. Plucker, plucking is a lot of fun. Get me six or seven, I pluck them one by one. I'm a chicken plucker, plucking on the daylight shift. Plucking comes natural, I guess I got the gift. Pluck a chicken, it's understood. There's no better plucker. I really pluck them good. I'm a chicken plucker, but it doesn't work out right. Plucking in the day, I'm all plucked out at night.
We'll do it hot, we'll do it fast. We'll do it hot, we'll do it fast. Come on, baby, do a chicken, chicken walk. Wiggle yourself from head to toe. Do your stuff wherever you go. Do your stuff up on the floor. Do your stuff wherever you go. Come on, baby, do a chicken, chicken walk. Push in and a push out. 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 Push in and a push, 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 push out. Yeah, let's walk, 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 baby. Thank you.
Salami. And the Cumberland Three with Chicken Back. We heard Bang Bang Chicken by the Fuzilis. Chicken Polka by a Langer Olsen Quartet. We heard Hazel Atkins with Chicken Walk. We heard Chicken Back by the Curios. We heard Chicken Rock by Freddie Holmes. Fat Freddie Holmes. We heard Chicken Plucker, Jimmy Ballard. And we started off with the Chicken Pecker by King Yusevich, as Yusevich knows. Here comes the Melnick with a request. Dig this bad boy. NRBQ with Captain Lou Albino doing Boarding House Pie, which is a meat pie. Let's knock this out in your brain.
Like Bowden House Pie. Tastes good. My, my, like Bowden House Pie.
To scream, oh, where is the meat? Where is the meat? Where is the meat? Where is the meat?
try to meet. But without no fowl and without no fishes, and no meal, that's just side dishes.
Well, here's the meal. Well, here's the meal. Well, here's the meal. Well, here's the meal. Well, I see he's got a shame, gentlemen. Well, here's the meal. Well, here's the
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening.